Hi and welcome back to the Folkin.com interview with Josiah Longo with me, Paul Johnson. Just when we left you, we were talking about only being eight notes and how you jugged them around. We've spoken about spiritual help from the spirits above. And now you join us again, where we continue to talk about minimal music knowledge and how you get away with it in a rock band. See what you think. I've just got a fairly new band together myself. We're called Shinaki, and which is a Gaelic word for storytellers.
Cool.
But I've got this really great bass player in who's really good, and a really multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist called Pat Mendelin. And we got to a song and it had a D minor in it. He said, "You've got to do a D minor." I said, "I don't do D minors." He said, "What do you mean you don't do me?" I said, "I can't do it. My fingers don't do D minors." He was looking at me as if I was taking a P. You know what I mean? I was going, "No, really." And he was going, "Show me." I was going, "No, I can do it up here, but I can't do an open D minor." So
when it's a chord that's unusual, I just take a few fingers off the chord that I know that's generally in the thing and let them play the notes that make it right.
That's right. Because he said to me, he said, "Do an F." So I did an F shape. He said, "Now take one finger off." And he said, "That's a D minor."
That's
I said, "Bloody hell, I've been playing 35 years. I just realized.
Nobody told you the trick.
No, that's it.
Remove.
It's like I had a guitar teacher from the Straubs. Do you remember the Straubs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah
Dave Lambert. And he never taught me anything apart from the blues scale. And I don't do lead guitar. I'm no good. It's talents don't stretch to doing all that stuff. And this band, "No, you got to do a lead break." I'm coming, "No, you know the blues scale, just do a lead break, you know." So
Dave taught you. You're a lucky duck. We love the Straubs. You know, they got wind of us in the States and came to see us a few times. And Dave Cousins really embraced us and was really like an elder brother to me. You know, those guys are really magical. And Dave is such an amazing writer and singer,
Who'd have thought I've been sitting here with you, a band from America. We both know Dave very well. And he taught me the guitar.
What just happened to me was Dolly Parton's putting together some kind of movie about the exchange between the UK and the US of music, you know, over the years, for the past 400 years. And I walk into the crew and find out, you know, one guy's from Philadelphia, grew up across the street from where I live, mayor of my town. And all these people knew each other, and they're all from different countries in the crew. But we all knew each other in some way or other. It's a very small world. Once we get rid of the predators that are trying to like take over everything, and the way to do that is like sit them down. I think we just gotta say, you know, chill out. Sing this song with us and come into the family. And the world could be okay because we're all connected. You know?
Exactly, yeah. It's a weird thing as you go through life, isn't it? Because the band art were just put together. A guy I played drums with, I played with in 1983 on and off. Then we got Pat in and on mandolin. He said to me, "You know what, I know a guy I used to play in a band with in the 80s. He might be interested in playing bass." Oh, so all of a sudden you've got these two that used to play together, me and Phil, me drummer. Yeah. And you got these two and we just come together as one. So it all sort of comes around, doesn't it?
Yeah. Love each other enough to want to play in the same band, you know, you're getting a pretty good band.
And on your last album, you had a Water Boy on it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, Anto. Yeah. We heard Anto. Tink heard Anto was in town. I'm too shy to ask anybody to do anything with us, you know, but Tink heard Anto was in town. And the Saw Doctors had gotten wind of us years ago and had us, you know, several shows with the Saw Doctors over in the States. And Anto was with them. And we had been fans of Anto since the Waterboy days, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So she heard Anto was in town, asked him to come play on a song, and he wound up playing on a bunch of things. He played sax, mando, bass. He's just an extraordinary musician in a very natural way, which makes it 1,000 times even better when he puts some magical things. So Anto played, you know. We had a few guest players on that album this time because we all had time, you know, and so the timing was right. People were still off the road. It's an unusual time we're in, you know, we're headed for good stuff. But man, the reset button hit, you know.
Didn't it just? Yeah. And the thing is, it's in a way, it's done quite a good thing, really, because
I
remember last year I went to the New Forest Folk Festival last year. There was guys there who'd been playing years that were quite nervous about going on because they hadn't played live for over a year, you know. Yeah. And they were genuinely worried about it. Yeah. And I'm going, "Well, what are you worried about? You know, you always play." "Yeah, but we've had COVID and we've just been sort of sitting in a room, not playing with anyone, because playing across on Zoom or Teams, whatever the hell it is not quite like being in front of somebody, is it?
You know? Yeah, you know, you needed to do a scary show and then you realize you could still ride the bike afterwards. But those first shows were pretty scary, you know.
That's what I love about your shows, though. It's quite laid back, it's quite casual, and you have quite a laugh together, and you all seem fairly natural. I think your banjo player is a genius, because he's a multi-instrumentalist anyway. Yes, but what he does is he just fills it so beautifully, you know. He's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, I think we're more comfortable on stage than we are in life, you know. But that's a lucky thing. When we look out at the audience, you know, and our goal really is to just be with everybody there, you know. I learned that from my dad, and I learned that from even Pete Seeger always said, you know, just don't be a poser, Joe. You know, he allowed us to be a folk band, you know, with his okay. People thought we were a folk band, you know. If somebody says it, you trust, you believe it. But, you know, he just said, you know, make sure you let people sing along, do songs that people could sing along. And my dad used to always do that too. So that's an important thing, you know. The community can happen, that magic moment where we all are one, you know, can happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, dad played, you know, guitar and sang. My grandfather played guitar and sang, you know, in a rough neighborhood and kind of a Liverpudlian neighborhood, you know, in South Philly, where everybody was a dock worker or a factory worker. And they played on the weekends in the bars, you know, and the Irish social clubs and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because a lot of Irish settlement over there, isn't there? We were just doing a version of Thousands of Sailing, a cracking song from the Pogues about the Irish immigrants moving over to America. There's kits of Irish over there.
Yeah, I grew up in an Irish neighborhood. We were like the Dagos, meaning the Italians. There was a lot of, we had to do a lot of fighting in order to be accepted.
You actually are. You look a bit Italian, actually. You just got that little Italian glint in your eye.
Yeah, it's just a little glint. Yeah. You know, my dad was half Italian himself. Well, we're mutts. We've been marrying, intermarrying back and back and back for a while. You know, when I did the DNA thing, we're like really super mutts. We get everything in there. I'm Scottish, you know, I'm English. And Tink is all from the British Isles. She's like related to the royalty side and to the peasant side. She's everywhere. When we found her, looked at her charts, we were like, holy mackerel, you know, you are the UK, you know.
So. But you know what, Tink said something very funny at the Maltings. I can't repeat it, but she made me and Darren crack up with laughing. Mate, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And I've been interested in your band for ever since Darren introduced us, and I'm kind of feel kind of spiritually satisfied now that for Darren I've got to talk to you, mate.
Yes, we love you, Darren, you know. And he'll be here in his chair, so I'll aim some of the songs right at you, brother.
Yeah, too right. Thanks for talking to us, Josiah. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, mate. Yes, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
See you soon, mate.
And that concludes our chat with Josiah Longo at Cropperty this year, 2022. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to listen to the other two interviews we've got. We've got Rosalie Cunningham from Cropperty 2022, and we've also got our now yearly chat to Chris Leslie from Fairport Convention. So if you haven't listened to them already, you best go and do it. And thank you again for supporting Folkin.com. We couldn't do Folkin.com without you coming back and visiting us and supporting us. There's a tip jar at the front page of our website. We are a voluntary organisation, so any help's gladly appreciated. And keep checking back, as we're always putting interviews and features up on Folkin.com. For now, see you soon. Paul Johnson.